Welcome to the Talk of the Town podcast. Woo!
What you about to witness is my thoughts.
One, two, three. Welcome to the Talk of the Town podcast, and let's get started. This is our Saturday episode, and like we're gonna start, and how we start off every episode is with a quote. And our quote is, "To be soft is to be powerful." So, this quote stuck out to me because I heard a lot about my podcast from friends and you know, family who have heard it, and they said that I sound very vulnerable. They see a side of me that they haven't seen before. Obviously, it's a podcast, so I'm talking a lot more, but I'm talking about how I feel and my emotions. And while I heard that, I also seen people talk about masculinity. And in terms of masculinity, I seen people talk about Jonathan Majors and how his cover shoot wasn't very masculine and stuff. And I heard him say something that says, you know, how he felt comfortable in himself and how he wouldn't want anybody, you know, if he was him, if he was someone else, he wouldn't step to him in the streets. And that just made me think about what I thought about masculinity and what I thought about, like, the real strength. And what I think of real strength is being comfortable with who you are. And I think that is something that's very hard to do. Is not seen a lot. I mean, it might be seen more in the social media time, but it's very hard for people to be real to who they are, to open up about their feelings. And I have seen a lot more of that between men and creators, you should say. But that was very, hearing that from people talk about how they like the podcast because I'm very vulnerable. I'm talking about how I feel. It meant a lot to me because, like I said, that is masculinity to me. That is strength to me. Being able to know how I feel and standing on how I feel, that's strength. That's what I admire about a lot of people. You know, I like me. I like those rappers who say, you know, I said what I said and I stand on it. You know, I like the Boosies. You know, I like the Nipseys. You know, I like the people who have a way and they stay on their ground. But those people are very masculine to me, and that's what I think masculine is. Those people have a very strong presence, in my opinion, and that what I think is power is. So why I'm talking about that is because man, that's what my podcast is. It's a way for me to let myself out and give me that strength, give me a therapy session to build up my strength, to build up my confidence and take a topic or a point of view and really decide, what do I think about this? And I put it on video and I stand on it. But it's a little bit of a therapy session for me. That's what I'm trying to say. This podcast is, I do random, it seemed like random, venting, but I'm trying to connect a theme, put my opinion on it, and maybe get some tips at the end, you know, of how someone else who's going through this journey of finding herself, going through this journey of hard times in her life, or even good times in her life, and how they can find some, you know, maybe find some tips to help them navigate it just a little bit easier. I seen J. Cole say the other day that he's trying to take his lessons in life and give it to people later, you know, younger in their life. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to take my lessons in life and my direction that I've been going on and my failures and my mistakes and put it out there. Hopefully it connects with someone and they can learn something from it. And that's just very important to me. So what I'm talking about that is that this is a form of therapy for me, and I hope it helps other people as well. I'm not a therapist though, so I hope people maybe get the strength to go find a therapist to understand that their health is more important than the perception that other people put on them. And speaking of that, this perspective that the people put on them, man, I'm not good with words either, but creating this podcast, getting my camera out is my form of therapy. This week with my knees, I decided to get out and start recording more. And that really helped me a lot mentally. It gave me something to look forward to when I got up, other than just working out and going to work. Editing something that I care about, which is my workout videos, putting together content, that is stuff I care about, and that's my form of therapy. My form of therapy has always been basketball and creative media. Outside of actually having therapy when I was younger, that's my way to vent. That's my way to find out myself. And this space that I'm in now is allowing me to create more and look at myself and, I guess, get extra therapy sessions with myself. But it's a very hard challenge because I have to be very real with myself. I cannot, I don't want to come up on this, this camera and have like a false image. No, I want to be given all. Really give a clear message and a insightful message as well. But this camera, this podcast is my safe space. It's my therapy. It's a way for me to be vulnerable, to be powerful, something that I care about. And today I just wanted to talk about finding your happy place, finding your own therapy. Like I mentioned before, other than getting actual therapy, you need to have create a life where you have outlets for yourself, because we'll always have the pressure of life, but we need to find those avenues so we are not hurting other people. We're not hurting ourselves, that we're not falling into depression. We need to find things that make us, make us worth getting up, make us excited to get up in the morning, make us, joyful. And that's a very hard thing to do at times. So I just want to talk about, again, some of my happy places. I said before, basketball was my happy place. I played basketball from fourth grade to high school my senior year. It was amazing. I mean, I knew I wasn't going to go pro or anything, but the things that basketball brought to me, I mean, that's who I am today. The lessons I learned from the adults that were around, or the love I got from my community at that time, the friends I made, is irreplaceable, And the lessons I learned from just practicing a lot, being disciplined in that way, or even finding my role models in my sports figures, it became so much of me. It became an outlet for me when I was, I come from a single parent household. So when I'm struggling in that capacity, or struggling in academics, as you can see, I probably did a lot, I went to basketball. I found an outlet that closed out the world around me. And it made me focus on trying to do better in life. Whether I was going to be an NBA player in my head at that time, or get to college, or just find the right people around me, basketball was that place that took me there. Basketball was that place that made everything else around me seem okay and worth it. And then when I got to be a sophomore in high school, video production came. My joke, but it's also very true, that as a sophomore, I knew I wasn't getting any taller, so I needed to find another outlet to stay around the game of basketball. So I went to a TV and broadcasting class, and that's how I got into creative media. I stayed in that class from my sophomore year to my senior year. I went to college for it, and now here I am trying to create my own business in this field. I even work in this field now as a journalist. But that became my outlet in a different form. I love the way of storytelling. I love the idea of putting a camera there and whatever is in your head, try to make it happen. And that's big as well, because and sometimes my mind plays like movies and I just need to let it out. Or sometimes that piece of paper and that pen becomes an outlet when life gets hard, especially during my college years when I was going through some of the toughest times in my life in terms of depression and gaining weight. It's the first time where I didn't have basketball, and I really wasn't a creator. You know, I just was figuring out that creative media was my real, was a passion of mine and a safe space for me. But I didn't have that before. So I was losing everything that was, I was losing everything that was normal to me, everything that I cared about. My mom was moving away.